Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 67,
yep.
And we're talking about Love Languages Update.
Yep, update. But before we talk about the update, why do we need to know our love languages anyway? Straight to the point.
Siyempre, essential yun, ano? Siyempre, importante yan. Not just in romantic relationships na boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband. Diba?
Or any romantic relationship.
Any romantic relationship.
Human kailan hetero.
It also applies to family.
Yep.
Friends, di ba? Co-workers.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Generally, any kind of relationship, I guess.
Yeah, and kailangan pag-usapan to.
Yep. And ako naman, why do we need to talk about love languages? Kasi, alam mo ngayon, nare-realize ko, yung language is something we have taken for granted. I mean, kasi tinuruan tayo magsalita eh, di ba? Pero marirealize mo parang language kind of makes things function. Like, everything is built from language. Like, if you look at it that way, like, money is a language.
Or, yes.
I mean, sorry, kasi coding, di ba? Like, the internet is a language. So, for us to be better at certain things, we have to know the language.
And
diba?
At the heart of any relationship or friendship is communication.
Yes.
Hence, language.
Yep. Not necessarily communication na spoken, di ba? Kasi may iba-iba naman ngang languages.
Tapos sabi nila, di ba, na mas marami raw nako-convey na information yung katawan natin or yung mukha natin rather than
what we say. Yep. And yung inaction, yung action,
yung posture,
yung even choosing not to comment is a message.
Yes.
Diba?
So, kaya itong love language din, ano siya, importante siya sa interpersonal relationships and social skills mo as a person.
Yes. I mean, it's a way to understand other people. But I think for me, more importantly, it's a way to understand yourself, how you feel happy, fulfilled, pleasure, di ba? Kasi kung hindi mo alam kung ano yung magpapasaya sa'yo or magpaparamdam sa'yo na you are loved, eh, mahirap yun. Di ba?
I mean, it's saka maganda rin na alam mo yung love languages ng mga kasama mo.
Oo. Di ba?
Less conflict, no?
Or better mo mapapafeel yung nararamdaman mo for them. Di ba?
Mm.
I don't know. Ayun. So, given this, nag-take kami ni Wincy ng love language quiz.
Baka you can invite the listeners then to take the quiz.
Take niya. Tapos ano? Tapos,
ano yung URL?
We took the test from 5lovelanguages.com. So, ayun.
Mabilis lang siya and super helpful.
Ayun. So, ikaw, share muna yung sa'yo. Ano yung results?
Okay, so, babasahin ko yung test results ko. Okay, mine is, your primary love language is words of affirmation. So, ano to? Actions don't always speak louder than words. If this is your love language, unsolicited compliments mean the world to you. Yes, I love compliments. Hearing the words, I love you, are important. Hearing the reasons behind that love sends your spirits skyward. Siguro dahil writer din ako and mahilig ako ng words and
it's the way you express everything.
Yung reality ko, I see reality through words.
I guess.
So I see love through words. Ikaw. share naman your results.
Yung sa akin, parang medyo pantay-pantay. Parang 26%, 23%, 23%, 19%, and 10%. So I guess, I'll just put, highest. The highest, the 26% acts of service. So, can vacuuming the floors really be an expression of love? Absolutely. Anything you do to ease the burden of responsibilities weighing on an act of service person will speak volumes. O see? Kaya pag inuutusan kita.
Pero yung mga ginagawa mong chores para sa akin, yun yung sign of love mo para sa akin.
Oh, pwede din. Ayan. Tapos, the words he or she the most want to hear, let me do that for you. Laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for them tell speakers of this language their feelings don't matter. Finding ways to serve speak volumes to the recipient of these acts.
Sakto yun sa'yo, yung description. Sakto yun. Parang binasa nung app yung utak mo.
Bakit?
Eh, ganyan kay.
Although our love languages are very much influenced by our childhood. Kasi learned naman ng love eh, di ba? So, I guess your parents were more about words.
Yeah.
And my parents are really big on acts of service. So, that's how
Saka
I know.
Yung family namin, di ba? Parang ano, very formal yung communication na parang. Para sabihin mo yung gusto mo, di ba? Or sabihin mo yung ganito.
Mm. And yun nga.
Very vocal kami.
Oh, very, very expressive. Kami naman, hindi masyado mga words. Pero yun nga, like waiting for you until like 4 a.m. para pagbuksan ka ng pinto, mga ganon. Mm. Pero hindi na nagsasalita. But I guess that's it. That's learned.
Yeah.
Do you think we are like, the world is evolving and relationships are evolving. Do you think confined lang tayo by the 5 love languages, which are touch, time, words, acts of service, and gifts?
Pero can we, singa, can we mention those other 3?
Yeah, sige, sige.
Ako kasi mas familiar ka dito sa
ngayon
test
ko lang din siya natutunan. I mean,
pero
this year.
Pero i-describe natin to our listeners the other 3.
Sige, since parang pantay-pantay yung top 3 ko. Ayan. So, yun next. Eh, nasabi mo na yung words of affirmations. So, yun next ay quality time. Ayan. In the vernacular of quality time, nothing says I love you like a full undivided attention. Kung hirap nito for us. Sobrang naming easily distracted.
Ako, I don't like. Ako naman, I don't like that much attention. Mas nasistress ako sa masyadong maraming attention.
Sa'yo, no? Na parang, oh my God, stop staring at me. Stop observing whatever I'm
kasi
doing.
Kasi marami nang likes yung Facebook post ko or yung Instagram ko. Nagtatago na ako.
Ayan, so being there for this type of person is critical, but really being there with the TV off, fork and knife down, and all chores, tasks on standby makes your significant other feel truly special and loved. Distractions, postponed dates, or the failure to listen can be especially hurtful. Quality time also means sharing quality conversation and quality activities.
Well, conversation to siguro para sa atin dalawa. Pero yung quality activity, hindi eh. No?
Hindi ko alam kung ihihiwalay ko yung listening sa time eh.
Tsaka tayo yung attention, too much attention to each other, medyo weird na for us eh. No? Parang medyo warm bodies tayo.
Yeah.
Yung human warmth, animal warmth tayo na people. Eh.
Or parang bilang acts of service nga yata yung parang love language ko. If you have so much time for me, I would think, wait, meron kang hindi ginagawang chore or like may hindi ka ginagawang kailangan mo gawin. I don't know. Okay, next is physical touch.
Okay.
So this language isn't all about the bedroom. Napaka, ano naman ito, prudish nung write-up.
Oh, prude naman.
A person whose primary love language is physical touch is not surprisingly very touchy. Hugs, pats on the back, holding hands, and thoughtful touches on the arm, shoulder, or face. They can all be ways to show excitement, concern, care, and love. Physical presence and accessibility are crucial, while neglect or abuse can be unforgivable and destructive. But wait, hey! Neglect and abuse is like not just for this love language.
Parang hate language na yun.
I think in so many, in the most basic level, neglect and abuse are bad.
Yep.
But anyway, physical touch fosters a sense of security and belonging in any relationship.
Although, I think yan yung language ng mga pusa natin.
Oy, pwede ding ano, acts of service sila.
Yung kitty litter nila, tubig nila.
Like I do shit like that. And then lastly, I receiving gifts. I think ito yung least sa ating dalawa, no?
Mas ikaw. Ran ako. Ako kasi talaga, I'm anti-gift.
Don't mistake this love language for materialism. The receiver of gifts thrives on the love, thoughtfulness, and effort behind the gift. If you speak this language, the perfect gift or gesture shows that you are known, you are cared for, and you are prized above whatever was sacrificed to bring... Grabe! What was sacrificed to bring the gift to you? Grabe naman!
Consumerism eh, no?
Nandito ba tayo para i-criticize yung love language ng
iba? Although, sige, plug ko lang sa mga listeners natin.
Oh.
Meron kaming past episode about gifts.
Yes.
You might wanna give it a listen after this episode.
Yeah, since magki-Christmas na rin. And ako po, a missed birthday, anniversary, or a hasty, thoughtless gift would be disastrous. So would the absence of everyday gestures. Gifts are visual representations of love and are treasured greatly. Mag-insert bimbi-meme ba ako dito?
Ano?
Yeah, oh my God, I know so many people.
Pwede.
Pero, naalala ko tuloy dun sa physical touch. Since we're recording this just right after Taylor Swift's All Too Well ano, short film premiered.
You let go of my hand!
Oy, physical touch pala si Taylor Swift, no? Kasi kami ni Wincy parang, nung pinapanood namin yung whole film, parang naisip na, naku, magkaiba lang sila ng love language.
Oh. Tsaka yun na nga, since, since we're on the topic of touch.
Okay.
Pwede ba natin i-sidebar ng konti?
Sige, go, mag-sidebar ka.
Public display of affection.
Sure. Oh.
And to relate it to the PDA. Taylor Swift.
You let go of my hand.
Sabi ni Sadie Sink, di ba? You let go of my hand. Ako naman, what if, nahiya lang siya dun sa mga kaibigan ng mga ano, yung lalaki, si Dylan O'Brien.
So tayo ay Jake Gyllenhaal apologists na.
Oo, nahiya lang siya kasi, uy, teka lang. Ngayon mo lang to nakilala yung mga to. Tapos, baka uncomfortable sila na makita na naglalandian tayo. Kasi honestly, tayong dalawa naman, when we're out with friends, to be honest, diba? Hindi tayo nag-holding hands.
Ako hindi ko alam kung parang, nung nakita ko yun, parang nag-guilty ako kasi I think I've done what, sabi ko ba Jake Gyllenhaal, whatever, that guy in the film has been doing. Parang ginawa ko yun a couple of times.
Ako, when we were dating, I remember you letting go of my hand in public palagi.
Yes. Eh kasi hindi pa naman official, ayoko machismis. So,
okay.
Pero yun, na parang in my head, again, pod pals, if may Swifty pod pals dito.
Hoy, Swifty ako.
Please, just huwag niyo akong awayin. You can defend it. Or like, give me a different perspective. I'm very open to it. But here's my initial reaction. So for me, nung nakita ko yung nasa intimate talk with friends, kumbaga dinner with friends, tapos first time ko pinakilala, parang for me, bakit kailan ikaw yung bida dun sa moment at kailangan niya mag-holding hands while you are talking to your friends?
Tsaka ako, yung ano na yun, yung dinner na yun, it's not about her. And it's not about their relationship.
Or
it's about the reunion of friends who have not seen each other for 10 years.
It just so happens, you are dating and gusto ka niya ipakilala, I guess. So, parang, it would have been better if, I don't know, nag-try siya mag-chime in or like, show interest dun sa friends kahit fake. Like, try to be the better host. I don't know. But she was 19.
Sorry. Ano ba? Bahay nila yun? Sila yung
supposedly,
host?
Supposedly. I mean, I guess. O eh, kasi pag-uwi, di ba nag-uugas nga sila ng pinggan?
Oo nga. Kung nag-uugas sila ng pinggan, bahay nila yun. Di dapat nga hindi sila maglandian kung host sila.
Oh, ang weird kasi parang yan get a room. But,
oh, oh.
It's just so weird. But, so parang nag-worry ako tuloy.
Ah, hindi, wait.
Oh.
Wait. What
oh.
if?
Oh.
Kinahihiya mo ba ako?
Kinahihiya ako? Kinakilala ka nga eh. Hindi ka naman tinago eh. Andun ka. Kasama ka. Sharing a meal.
Probably. Tapos sinabi niya naman malamang na this is my girlfriend.
Oo. Oh, oh. So parang,
kasi may mga ganun, di ba? Kinahihiya mo ba ako?
Okay. Pero pinakilala ka. Parang it does not apply. Tapos parang it just bothered me. Alam ko naman parang film language yun. Pero parang purposely niyang ayaw kausapin yung friends eh, di ba? Na parang I'm so left out here. I'm gonna sulk in this corner.
Hmm.
So parang ano ba to? Ano ba gusto mo ba ikaw yung center ng attention nung dinner?
Eh, bilang siya si Taylor Swift.
Oh. Grabe ka naman. Akala ko ba Swiftie ka?
Oh, pero aware ako na may ganun siyang quirk. Anyway, sige, yun. Haba nung sidebar na yun.
Hindi, pero, hindi, pero, hindi pa natin didiscuss yung PDA. Na-discuss oh, natin all too well eh.
When we're out
oh.
and you see a friend,
mm.
ito pa, sorry, iba pa pala yung PDA in front of family.
Oh.
Yun ang medyo hindi ko kinakaya.
Like what?
What, a family dinner tapos nag-PDA.
Anong kind of PDA? As in nag-
Kiss.
Kiss?
Okay lang kung yung parang smack sa lips na gano'n.
Oo.
Pero
naglaplapan gano'n.
Oo. Family reunion sa bahay.
Ako kung may bata, parang wag naman.
Oo, kung may bata. Tsaka kung may matanda, kung may lola.
Ako parang okay lang, may lola. Ginawa niya na yan once in her life. But kung may bata,
hindi,
baka...
Hindi ako sorry. Ano? Kung family, it's not, PDA is ano, parang out of place for me.
Yan, may nag-PDA na ba sa family reunion nyo?
I'm sure, man. And I'm sure in the whole history of the universe.
In it, sa personal experience mo, may nag-PDA. Wala pa naman ni. Hindi mo pa naman natetest pala yung situation ni.
Eh. Theoretically.
Ako, I don't know. I'll know it when I see it, I guess. I guess yung PDA, for me, hindi ako naman ganun kasalan when other people do it in front of me. Pero ako personally, hindi ako as expressive in public ako sa ganun.
Kasi, hindi tayo nagsusubuan, ano?
No.
Ayaw may sinusubuan.
Ayoko. Ano ko?
Bata.
Ang infantilizing eh. Yung parang excuse
hindi
niya.
Naman.
Okay.
Sweet yun.
Hindi. Kaya ko naman magsubrang kutsara eh. Like, why? Why?
Some people find subuan sweet.
Bakit nga?
Wala yung hawak niya, yung cheek mong ganun. Oh, kainin mo to.
It's so infantilizing.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, hindi yun. So parang, although, I catch myself being touchy with you kapag tinatamad na akong makipag-socialize.
Like how touchy?
Yung bigla na lang akong hug na lang kita or magtatago na lang ako sa likod mo. Kasi ayoko na mag-socialize.
Siguro sign of fatigue din yun eh. Kailangan mo ng physical touch.
Oo. Oh, ayoko na. Or, sige, mag-PDA na ako para ma-award na sila to sumalis na sila. Yun. Mas parang ganun. But, ikaw ba? Ano ba issue mo sa PDA?
Ako naman, ayoko...
Kaya naghahalikan sa sine.
Hindi, ito. Ayoko yung nasa kotse.
Tapos?
Mare, van. Tapos barkada kayo. Tapos nandun sila sa likod, nag-PPDA.
Nangyari na yun sa atin. Oh my God. As in, may sumabay sa amin na friend ko. Tapos kasalala kami ni Wincy noon na.
Oo,
si Wincy man. Yung nagde-drive. Ako yung nasunan. Tapos tang ina, nagmamomol sila sa backseat. Parang,
teka, ano ako, driver?
Wow, ha, thank you, ha. Ano kami, school service?
Ano ako, butler?
Hindi man ako tinext na, he's not even your friend. He was my friend. Na parang, oy, sasabay siya sa atin, ha. Tis,
may element ng kabastusan if you think about it.
Oo, parang, hindi mo to kotse. Sumasabay ka lang. Bakit kinagali ka ng jowa mo dito? Tapos yung jowa mo, hindi naman namin kilala.
So, bilang ako, driver, may rear view mirror ako. Diba?
Kadire, di ba? Is that, oh, it's kind of public because we are public.
Pero feeling ko kasi may thrill din eh. On the, ano naman, to see how the other half lives.
Oh.
Kumbaga to see through the eyes of
them.
Them.
Ano?
May thrill eh, na parang, shit, sige. kahit magmukha tayong gago, tuloy natin.
Pero respeto sa friends mo, di ba?
Wala na yun kung ano, you're delirious in love. Wala na yun.
Parang hindi.
Get a room, no?
Oh. Or edi sana ano, kumuha na lang kayo ng taxi.
Oo, wag na kayong sumabay. Just
kasi more. May personal relationship tayo, may friendship tayo, medyo awkward.
Tsaka diba kung sasabay ka, dapat, gagawa ka ng konting effort na mag-small talk naman dun sa nagdadrive.
Hindi, ano, pag sakay talaga nila, sinagalikan eh. Grabe yun. Tapos
naman.
Pagbaba, hindi man nag-thank you. I mean, nag-thank you naman yata. Pero parang, goodbye after nun eh.
Tapos mumol ulit.
O, namumol na lang sila ulit. Parang, okay, sige.
Anyway.
Yun.
Well, that's their love language.
Hindi. Ang nakakatawa dun, after nung concert, nag-away yata. Tapos
nagmumol ulit.
Tapos nung kumakain na tayo, sumabay lang sa atin yung guy. Na parang, uasa na yung jowa mo. Tapos parang, nag-away kami. Ah, okay, after mo. Going
after mo minumol.
With us there. Ew. But yun. Ako wala pa. Yun pa lang naman, I think, yung worst na ano. Ah, hindi. Sa curator sa bar, I think sobrang dami ko nang na-witness na PDA. Especially pag mga AFAM.
Question. Lasing.
Maybe. Pero mga AFAM.
Baka sa AFAM, ano yun, medyo normal, loose, no? Loosey-goosey.
Ay, loosey-goosey.
Ano sila? Medyo loose sila about their...
What do you, like, normal for them?
Yes.
Normalized. Ayun, pero yung natutunan kong ang galing ng trick ng service people sa ganun eh. Yung pag sobrang ano na, intense na nawarang maghuhubara na sila.
What? Sa bar?
As in groping and shit. Ganun na.
Lasing nga. May factor na
maybe.
Lasing.
Okay. Pupuntahan nila, tapos tatanong nila, do you have another order? Para lang maano, ma...
Para, oy shit, nasa bar pa kami.
Public pa rin kayo ha. Yun. So, I guess... Are we conservative?
Are we prudes?
Uh-oh, are we?
Have we done PDA?
Parang no.
Not our style, no?
Hindi talaga eh.
Or maybe we're too private.
Baka too private.
We're uh-oh. Very private people.
I mean, I would like to think sex positive naman tayo.
Oh, pero... Wait, you can be sex positive and private naman.
Yes, kasi. Pwede naman.
Language of love, touch, and PDA. Public display of affection. That's a mouthful. I think there's an insight to be had there.
Although, not naman to, ano yun, ang konyong puta. Pero, I guess, yung touch naman, hindi naman parang public lang yun. I think some people...
Do it in private.
Yeah, do it. That's fine, I guess. I mean, ako, di ba parang, when, like after a very tiring work day, I kind of need a hug and yeah. We hug. May mga hug breaks kami ni Wincy kasi scientifically proven yun na.
Oh.
Na when you have like 8 hugs a day, you kind of feel better.
Di ba yung sabi rin dun sa Bored to Death na show? Cats will die if they don't receive touch for 20 days straight.
Oh.
The same goes though for human beings.
Oh.
Yun.
I guess. Ang hirap nun eh.
Oo, no, kung wala kang element of touch.
Oo.
Anyway.
Ayun, so, now that we discussed like the known love languages, tingin namin ni Wincy. Informal naman to. But I think our time, given the pandemic also, or our limitations and the exponential growth in technology, and yung nag-iba din yung culture natin. So, I think parang it would be fun to sort of update these love languages. So, Wincy and I came up with our own list.
Three each.
Yeah, we have three each. So, start na tayo. You go first.
I'll go first. Okay, so to add to the...
This is the updated love languages by Talibaba yep. Tapes.
The new love language I thought of is being usisero about your partner's activities.
Like,
having an interest, a keen interest in your partner's activities.
Okay.
Meaning, oh, ano nang ginagawa mo dyan? I know you get annoyed with me, di ba? Kung may order ka ng Foodpanda, uy, mukhang masarap yan. Ano yan?
Eh, kasi yung timing mo naman, yung parang kakasubo ko lang ng food. Ano yan? Ano yung in-order mo? Eh, paano ako sasagot ng mga ako? Like, lagi. Ano yan? Ano yung in-order mo?
Tapos kung papasok ako sa kwarto, sasabihin ko, oy, ano yung pinapanood mo?
Bakit? Kasi,
many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Curiosity, being curious about someone's life or someone's adventures is a sign of love language.
But ano yung benefit sa'yo kapag... Pag nalalaman
generally
mo yung...
Generally kasi I'm a curious person. Tapos, mas nai-inlove ako sa tao kung may bago ako nalalaman or natutuklasan about
me. Even as mundane as my Food Panda order.
Hindi kasi ano, hindi naman umuulit yung Food Panda orders mo.
Umuulit kaya?
Hindi, pero magaganda yung orders mo. So, yun, ako, this is also applicable sa... Friends.
Okay.
Or family. Pwede rin. Na parang, uy, ano nang balita sa'yo? Ano na yung gusto ko malaman yung... Kunwari, kahit I'm not into it. Kunwari, sabihin natin, a friend of mine gets into motorbiking.
Oh.
Kung tanungin ko sa kanya na parang, out of pure curiosity and interest, uy, kwento mo naman sa akin yung trip mo to Batangas.
Mm-hmm.
Ako, I think that's a love language.
Like the genuine curiosity.
Yes, and interest.
Yep.
You agree?
Yes, and my suggestion na new love language is kind of related to that.
What's yours?
It's listening and ranting. Pinagsama ko sila.
Bakit pinagsama mo?
Kasi listening, parang kailangan mong makinig while other people also rant. And when people are ranting, you kind of demand...
Kasi minsan may nagra-rant tapos ikaw parang okay lang yan.
Uh-oh.
Or yung may advice na kaagad, di ba? Na parang magdasal ka na lang, di ba? Or inom na lang tayo. Hindi helpful yun. Eh.
Nope. I guess yung point ay... Like kami ni Wincy, pinapractice namin to ngayon. Kasi kaming dalawa are very problem solver people. Like, we really are training ourselves to be better listeners. So when someone sa amin or like our friend would say, pwede pa rant, tatanungin namin na, are we listening or are we problem solving here before they rant? Kasi at least alam mo na, kasi di ba minsan pag magra-rant ka tapos binigyan ka ng mga solution, nakaka-irita yun eh. Or parang, that's not what I need right now.
Yung mas nakaka-irita pa, yung hindi ka pa tapos mag-rant, may solution
na.
May advice na.
Coming from, personal experience.
Ayan. Itago na lang natin sa pangalang.
Ano? Yun. So parang, yun, I guess, another form of love language. I don't know if this falls under the traditional five, eh. Pero parang wala eh.
Wala.
Listening, tsaka ranting. For me, then ranting. Kasi for a long time, I thought there is something wrong with me when I rant. It's parang, ano ba yan? Reklamador naman ito. Ah, yan, manguingoy yan eh. But you know, it's healthy to actually rant and express things that disappoint you, things that you wish could be better. So I guess with ranting, like kunwari, kami ni Noel, nung partner ko, meron kaming ganyan na, uy, pa-rant lang ako. Tapos rant. Tapos tatanungin niya, oh, gusto mo ba ng advisor? Okay na. Okay nang nakinig ako. Tapos yun, magta-try, parang, if kailangan kong advice, magbibigay siyang advice. Or, do you want to solve this? Tapos magba-brainstorm kami ng mga solutions. And even with my team, parang, I sort of encourage occasional ranting. Na parang if they feel they have to express like disappointment or annoyance, or this is like a safe space to say it, para at least aware din tayo dun sa mga nuances ng isa't isa. Yon, that's my first updated love language.
Oh. Okay, my second updated love language. Mm. Humor.
Okay.
Kasi,
ano?
Ako ito.
Ano?
Kung napatawa mo yung tao or natawa kayo sa same joke ng kahit sinong tao, may instant connection na kayo. Naniniwala ako.
Na hindi lang to words, no?
Experience, whatever. Ako, the moment you laugh at the same thing or at the same joke, or natawa siya sa joke mo, natawa ka sa joke niya.
Or intentionally mo siya gustong patawanin.
Oo. Ako, kahit hindi nga ako close dun sa tao, pero naalala ko na may ginawa siyang nakakatawa. Or
pinakita niya sa yung natawa siya sa'yo, gano'n.
And vice versa. Natawa okay. Ako sa kanya. May instant connection.
Appreciating yun eh, no?
Na natural, na honest. Kasi hindi na naman natin makontrol yung laughter natin eh.
Hindi, pero may fake laugh. Alam mo yung...
Oh, okay. Ayun yung hindi love language. Pero yung genuine na parang yung tumatawa kayo na hindi na kayo makahinga.
Oo.
Ako, yon. And
to be generous with
and being fun, trying to be funny in front of a person or a loved one.
Moment yun eh.
Ako, feeling ko, kung may attempt ka to make light of things, to look ridiculous, to make a fool out of yourself.
Yeah.
To make, ito, to self-deprecate and make a fool out of yourself in front of someone you're close to.
Mm-mm.
And that's a sign of love.
And trust in a way, di ba?
Kasi di ba parang, ano, buong araw parang may armor ka eh, na parang hindi ako pwedeng, ano, kengkoy, di ba? Hindi ako pwedeng, hindi ako pwedeng olats. Pero, once na magpatawa ka, di ba? Hindi, sorry, yun rin eh. Being humorous starts with vulnerability rin.
Yes.
So yun. You agree?
I agree. Yes. And I think if, I mean, I'm trying to apply it to work. I think makikita mo if the idea or like what's being, we work in advertising. So if you present an idea that has humor, mararamdaman mong nag-enjoy siya gawin to. Maybe the person cares about the brand or the account. Kasi may humor, may joy dun sa paggawa, I guess.
Tsaka ako yun yung pinakamadaling bonding with someone eh. Yung a joke.
Humor, oo. Yeah.
Okay, what's your next one?
Pero paano yan related dun sa ano? Dun sa humor na naman.
Yung sa'yo?
But this is very specific.
Okay.
Kasi naniniwala ako dun sa my love language are memes. I think
meron mga meme na hindi nakakatawa eh.
Pero yung fact na, alam mo yung literally you just send memes from time to time because you thought of this person. I don't know where to put that dun sa traditional five love language. Hindi
pero
siya words
tayong
eh.
Pero dalawa, no? Mami-meme.
Tsaka hindi lang tayo ah. Ako tsaka si Noel. So parang
sa friends ko rin maganyan.
Pag nakikita mo na yung meme na sinend sa'yo, kilala niya talaga ako dahil alam niyang matatawa ako dito.
Wow.
Iba yung effect pag may meme.
Tsaka tama, no? Kung kilala ka talaga nung tao, isisend niya sa'yo yung meme na alam niyang matatawa ka.
Oo. Or alam niyang makaka-relate ka.
Oo. Parang ano na, no? Oh, I remember blank person with this meme.
Oo.
Sisend ko sa kanya.
Okay, ikaw naman. Your third.
My third and last. Ito. Creative collaboration.
Washu!
Yeah.
Oh.
If I ask you to to collaborate with me.
Oh.
I love you. I really love you.
Oh.
And when someone asks me to collaborate with them,
you feel loved.
I feel very loved.
So love my itchy worms. Ito, so when, love my itchy worms.
Huh?
Love my itchy worms.
Of course. And like for example, sige, I'll be concrete.
Mm.
I made that unofficial jingle for Miss Lenny Robredo. Na adaptation ng
President. Penny Lane. Yep. Future President Lenny Robredo.
I asked you to help me out. And I asked Mikey Amistoso to help me out. Yun yung parang language ko of friendship and love. Kasi parang, uy, may idea ko. Sa dami-dami ng pwede kong tanungin, kayo yung tinawag ko to help me realize this idea. Nagigets mo ba?
Pero hindi ka naman parang ano, diba? Like, I have the best idea in the world. You should support me, my
hindi,
friend.
Hindi, more like parang excited ako sa idea. Gusto ko kayong makasama na mabuo to.
Gawin natin to. Gawin natin ganon.
To. Fun to.
Not because I wanna be relevant. Let's do this. No, friends.
No. Kahit let's say tatlo lang yung nakinig dun sa okay whatever. Lang. Kanta, YouTube.
Mas nag-have fun ka kasi ginawa mo siya with Mikey.
With friends.
Okay, okay, okay. And kasi I just wanna clear that up because I think some people, they think their friends owe them and the idea. So kailangan nila tulungan yung friend.
Yun naman, narcissistic na yun.
Okay.
Yung parang, oy, swerte kayo na you work for me. Diba? Kadiri yun.
Okay.
I'm more like, parang, I trust you guys na matutulungan nyo ako. Or, I trust you na mag-e-enjoy din kayo.
Okay. You will feel the love as we are doing this.
Yes. It's an exciting project.
And I share the credit with you.
Yes. Hindi ko ipagdadamot yung, this is by Wincy Ong. No. This is by Wincy Ong, blank, 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 blank. Credits.
Ayun. Love language pala ang sharing credits.
Kadiri yun. Kadiri yun.
Kadiri yun parang.
Kadiri yung parang. Hindi. Love language ang sharing credit.
So yun na ba yung entry ko?
Hindi naman. Sinasabi ko lang. Huwag kayong madupang sa ano, credit.
Oo, totoo yan.
Diba?
Parang dapat love language yung sharing credit eh. No?
Or hindi lang love language. Ako nga dapat ano na yun.
Decency.
Batas yan, eh.
Ano, decency.
Decency na yan eh. O, na parang kung siya yung nagsulat ng lyrics, kung siya yung nag ano, siya yung nag-umawa ng accounting, siya yung nag-color grade, whatever. Isulat mo, di ba?
Mm-mm. Correct.
Anyway, you.
Last. Naku, ito na. For me, love language ang criticism. Kasi tingin ko, I mean, we know the difference between criticism and plain bashing, di ba? Alam naman natin yun. Kasi yung criticism, ang difference ng bashing at saka ng criticism, yung bashing, may pagkaano yan, based yan sa fake news or sa assumption na hindi verified. Versus yung criticism, I think, para sa akin, ang criticism ay lagi yan based sa existing truth. Either ginawa ng mahal mo or ginawa ng isang person. Or basta, as in nag-exist yung truth na yun. Tapos, dun mo binase yung criticism mo. Kumbaga, may truth, nag-reflect ka, tapos binigay mo yung feedback mo dun sa creator. Yun yung criticism. And for me, criticism takes a lot of time, a lot of curation, a lot of editing, and thoughtfulness. So, when someone gives you criticism, not to hurt you, di ba? Most of the time naman, pag kini-criticize ka na isang person, it's because they want you to be better. So, for me, it's a love language.
Pero may I interject?
Okay, go.
Meron rin kasi yung mga iba yung parang may masabi lang.
Bashing nga yun.
Hindi, kasi ako ito rin. Criticism.
Oo. Violent reaction.
It shouldn't be done in public.
Yes.
It should be done one-on-one. It should be done in private.
Ay, although, kunwari movie criticism, pwede mo naman yun i-publish. Music criticism, pwede
mo siya. Pero ako, I appreciate me being someone who releases stuff out there.
Oh.
to be criticized. I appreciate friends who message me privately or talk to me privately na, dude, hindi ko trip yung ginawa mo. Not your best work or hindi talaga maganda yung ginawa mo.
Oh.
Siyempre, meron na konting hurt.
Nerd ka, oh.
Pero at the same time, teka, sinabi niya yun sa akin as a friend. Ah.
Yes.
And sinabi niya sa akin in private, hindi niya sinabi sa, ang pangit nung gawa nito.
Eh, pero paano yung walang personal relationship sa'yo? Yung mga critics?
Ay, isulat nila. Isulat nila ng maayos.
Oo, hindi ko masyadong na-appreciate yung mga ano eh, yung mga... Although natatawa ko sa Letterboxd. Kasi funny talaga ng criticisms yun. But they're informal.
Although,
pero,
ito,
anyway,
sorry. Guilty pleasure.
Oh.
Nakakatawa yung okra humor din si Pominsan.
Oo nga.
Kung pagod na ako, after work, yun yung pinapanood ko, yung mga nang-o-okray ng movies.
Yes.
Nakakatawa eh. Especially kung ang sharp ng sense of humor nila.
Eh, tsaka kaya ka annoying. Kaya ka nagpapakwento paminsan ng conversations namin ni Chardy. Kasi, ala. Pero private yun. Oh.
Kung private naman na
fun naman
okray.
Eh.
Okray in private. You're ano eh.
Uy, pero may certain tapang pag public mo rin in okray eh. Pero dapat pag na-okray ka in public. Oo, pero pag na-okray ka in public, make sure, ano ha, may point ka, di ba? Hindi yung bashing
or
lang.
Or panindigan mo, di ba?
At saka, yung account na gagamitin mo at yung picture mo doon ay ikaw. For me, hindi valid yung mga, ano, mga sinasabi ng mga nag-hide sa mga
pseudonyms
or like, or kung ano yung itsura nung, kung ano yung picture ng idol nila, yung mga fan accounts na ang dami lang sasabi.
Trolls.
Although kasi diba noon naman sa mga dyaryo, sa mga, ano matawag dyan, newsletter, meron naman mga writers na may pseudonyms eh. I guess it's part of like, ano ba, media.
Ito, for example, we released an EP. My band released an EP.
Ito na, oh my God. Oh.
My band, Us to Evil Zero, released an EP last year, 2020.
Oh.
It got flack. It got bad reviews from a certain website, di ba?
It got a bad review from
a
certain website.
Yeah, it got a bad
website.
Review. A terrible, horrible review.
Kasi pag sinabi mo, it got bad reviews. Generally, oh. Bad reviews siya.
As in,
hindi
mana,
naman, di ba? May isa lang.
Yep.
Oh.
Tama. From 4 reviews, it got a horrible review. Even my songwriting raw was awful, ganon, di ba?
Isa lang to.
Yes.
Okay.
Hindi ko napapangalanan anong website.
Pangalanan mo. Kung matapang ka, matapang naman siya eh.
Flyinglugaw.com.
Okay. I mean, he published it. We are publishing this.
We don't know if. Ito nga.
Oh.
So I talk to other people. Siyempre, slightly na-hurt ako. Yung buong band ko, slightly na-hurt.
Oh.
So, we asked.
Saan ka pinaka-hurt na sinabi niya?
Personal na kasi yung mga atake.
Okay.
Ano raw, Mickey Mouse voices, tunog lata raw yung... Maski yung producer namin, si Mikey.
Oh.
Mistoso. Ano sinabi raw, it's got bad mixing,
oh.
Bad mastering, sakit sa tenga.
Kumusta kaya ang sound equipment niya?
Pero...
Joke, oh.
Pero, sige ako, I took it with a grain of salt. Pero mm-hmm. At the same time... Nagtanong-tanong ako.
Siyempre, na-hurt ka pa din. I mean, pero words of affirmation ang love language mo. So, equally hurtful ang
criticism.
Bad words.
Hindi, pero, tama yung sinabi ng isang friend ko.
Oh.
Alam mo ano yung mali nila?
Oh.
Nagtago sila under a pseudonym.
Yes.
Kung totoong movie reviewer ka or music reviewer or critic ng whatever. Panindigan mo rin kasi kami pinanindigan namin eh. Di ba? Pinanindigan namin, linagay ko yung pangalan ko, Wincy, written by Wincy Ong, arranged by Wincy Ong, and Us to Evil Zero. Ba, isulat mo rin na sinulat mo yan.
Yes.
Kami, we risk our names eh. By putting it on the credit by line.
And kumbaga, it takes courage to publish something you created. And for people to criticize it, at least man lang, kahit na napangitan ka, kahit na hindi mo nagustuhan, I guess enough sense of equality or fairness na pakita mo yung mukha mo, sabihin mo kung sino ka.
Or yung pangalan mo lang.
Oo.
Kaya nga, I respect Richard Bulisay kasi
Oh naman, I all love him.
All his reviews.
Pinanintigan niya yan,
even,
no?
Even Philbert D., who gets a lot of
and Oggs, and Dodo. Yeah. I mean, okay. Generally, film
all
critics.
All the four respected film critics that we know. Uh-oh. Philbert D., Dodo Dayao, Richard Oggs Cruz, and Richard Bulisay. And si Alexis Chuseco. Uh-oh. Rest in peace.
They all
put their names.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
Diba?
Uh-oh. I mean, we have a separate episode on this. I talked to Richard Bulisay about criticism. But I think kasi yung criticism or pagiging critic, napakahirap niyang trabaho, napakahirap niyang gawin. So, dapat siya bigyan ng respeto din the same way as creating art. Criticizing art is probably as difficult as creating art.
Kaya nga yung kung hindi mo ilagay yung byline mo, para kayong nasa show na parang, bumaba ka na dyan!
Ganun ka.
Tahe! Diba? Pero hindi mo alam sino nagsabi.
Oo.
Nagsabi nun. Diba?
Oo.
Versus yung critic na may mukha niya yung article, masulat yung pangalan niya. Tapos pinag-isipan niya talaga yung ano. Ay, ito rin. I have a lot of friends who
triggered you.
I have a lot of friends who've gotten bad reviews then.
Yes.
From their movies.
Diba? Oh.
Alam mo yung mga critics na who gave them bad reviews. Tapos pero maganda yung pagkasulat.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Kinakausap nila after.
Just sinasabi nila. Self-reflect, 'di ba?
Oh. Sinasabi nila sa lahat, thank you for writing it.
Yes.
And it also goes for my friends who had bad reviews about their albums, about their musical albums.
Kasi at least, you know, in a way, they kind of care about what you did. Kasi, kumbaga, by saying who you are, and this is my criticism, you are being open to the artist na parang, okay, thank you, ito yung nasabi mo, how else can I improve? I mean, diba, accountability ang puta. Yun lang. Ayun, so I guess we're done. Are we done?
Yes. Tanungin natin sa listeners natin. May nakalimutan ba kami na updates sa mga love languages? I'm sure marami pa.
Yung kumakalat na na love language meme, ay yung love language ko ay chismis. Totoo yun, though.
Maganda yun.
Totoo yun, though. I think that's
ano
kind of
isang
your
sinabi
love
mo,
language.
Ang pinakamatinding chismisan ay yung mag-asawa ng...
Ang pinaka chismosong mga tao ay yung mag-asawang patulog na.
Ay, totoo yun. Ay, ita yung dalawa.
Oo. Pero sa totoo lang, mas chismoso ka kaysa sa akin.
Ako?
Ah.
Ako chismoso?
Oo. Good listener lang ako.
Oh.
Diba? Lagi
ka. Pero aminin mo, chismoso ka rin.
Hindi ako chismosa. Diba? Hindi. Ako nga yung last to know parati.
Ako yung last to know parati.
Ay, naku, hindi. Hindi.
Sige, next
sobrang
episode.
Sobrang chismoso.
Next episode, chismis ang i-discuss
na. Lagi kang chismoso.
Oh,
alam yung actually si Wincy, dati sobrang gendered ng idea ko ng chismis. Kasi nga, di ba yung media, ang pinapakita nila, yung mga Marites, yung mga... Kumaga, ang mga nagchichismisan, yung mga ale sa barangay, ganun, di ba? Alam nyo, hindi gendered ang chismis. Kasi, lalo naman yung mga straight men, grabe sila magchismisan, guys. Grabe.
Ang asar nga sa akin ng mga bandmates ko.
Grabe sila
magchismisan. Wincy per minute.
Oo. Chismoso ka. Chismoso siya. Chismoso siya.
Charged.
Yun, love language niya yun, chismis. Akala ko nga yun yung isasagot niya. Yun. Anyway, so kayo, ano yung tingin yung dapat i-add natin sa... I think it's good that we keep on adding other languages. Kasi marami naman languages talaga, diba? Yun, so ano yung pod pals? Ano tingin niya yung mga pwede pang i-update na love language? Yun.
Sana nag-enjoy kayo sa episode na to. And... join our Facebook group.
Yes. And we can continue the conversation.
And let's discuss.
There. Yep. Thank
more
you.
About love languages.
Thank you for listening to us. We love you. Next.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Talibaba Tapes.
Same Talibaba time?
Same Talibaba channel.
Bye! Bye.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TALIBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.